From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports in Columbia Green Media that electronic signs in Catskill may soon be regulated. The sign law amendment discussed at the board's October 2nd meeting is mostly concerned with how frequently electronic signs change and if that is a distraction for drivers. Why is the town addressing electronic signs? Code Enforcement Officer Elliot Fishman said on October 3rd, and I quote, "It is unclear who had the authority to grant variances for signs. It was also clear that digital signs had not been adequately addressed," end quote. The zoning board would be able to grant variances under the proposal, but digital signs would only be allowed to change every 3 minutes. Fishman said he would work on a revised proposal for the town's next meeting, November the 6th. WGXC has a recording of the October 2nd meeting available for download or play here on the WGXC newsroom. H. Rose Snyder reports for the Altamont Enterprise that members of the Helderberg Ambulance Squad will begin this month helping patients with live video feeds in the Vitalist Health Program. The ambulance squad members in the southern Albany County town of Bern go out to patients and set up a video link with either Dr. Kristen Mack of Capital Care Family Medicine, physician assistant Thomas Doolin, or nurse practitioner Jill Martin. Mack said, and I quote, "We saw a need to get our patients," end quote. Mack explaining that the elderly and frail patients can have trouble traveling, especially in winter, said, and I quote, "We need to get it to our patients," end quote. The program is being funded through the Alliance for Better Health, a state-funded performance provider. Read the full story in the Altamont Press. Richard Moody reports for the Columbia Green Media that Columbia County's airport will look a lot different after several projects are completed next year. The Ghent Airport runway is getting repaved as the main project, but there are also plans to demolish buildings on the former Kitchy Farm that is now part of airport property. And while a few sheds, barns, and concrete silos are coming down, workers started fixing up the T-hanger September 5th at the small airport. Columbia County Engineering Department Director Dean Knox said, and I quote, "The hangar was built by Richmore Aviation in the 1970s, so it's about 40 years old now. The rehabilitation should be finished in the first or second week of November, so we are moving right along," end quote. Various federal and state grants are paying for most of the work on these projects, which should all be done by this time next year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that the Hudson Amtrak station should be compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act around Thanksgiving. The ADA law passed in 1990 requires public spaces to accommodate the handicapped, but Hudson's train station has never been easy for wheelchairs to negotiate. When construction is completed, the station will have restrooms with flat entries and wider doors and stalls to accommodate wheelchairs. One of the ticket windows will be lowered to a wheelchair height, and the accessible parking spaces are being moved closer to the station. Hudson is the third busiest Amtrak station in the state, following only Penn Station and Albany-Rensselaer, with 217,970 boarding and alightings last year. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.